relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they...
What your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Sell heroin for money?
My apologies, I'm sure you simply give it away.
Excellent, Mr. Park. That's precisely what I intend to do. 2 tons of it, to be exact. When entering into a fiercely competitive field, one finds it advisable to give away free samples.
The menacing Mr. Big from James Bond reinvented in Live and Let Die with the ever suave Roger Moore in Harlem. R.I.P. Rest in peace, Yaphet Kotto, who passed aged 81, whether he was playing Mr. Big, the villain in James Bond's Live and Let Die, or whether it was Parker, the space trucker in the movie Aliens, an imposing man, a man who he always wanted to sit down and have a beer with. God rest his soul. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. That put me in a good mood, remembering that actor. But I'm going to spoil it now. Do you remember a so-called telephone call last year regarding the election that was concerning an investigation in Georgia? A phone call which was reported by the Washington Post as having the President of the United States demand that the local investigators find the missing votes, and then the investigator would be, quote, a national hero. It was a big story. Very big story. Such a big story that that phone call, that alleged statement, made it into the impeachment trial of the then President Donald Trump. It was used as evidence against him for his willing obstruction of justice. Well, it was all a lie. The Washington Post fabricated it, and they've been caught. Because there's a recording of the phone call. Here are the details that you need to be aware of as an American. This is from one of the few real newspapers left. Think of the Hunter laptop. It's the Washington Post's alter ego in sense of being a real newspaper. It's the New York Post. And this is Stephen Nelson. Former President Donald Trump said Monday that the Washington Post's now admitted misquoting of his December phone call with a Georgia elections investigator was a media travesty. Trump said in an email statement, "I thank the Washington Post for the correction. The then president's post-election call with the election investigator was widely described as evidence that he pressured state officials to dishonestly subvert President Biden's victory and the will of the voters." But the Washington Post correction, which, by the way, it's really important the words that are being used here. It's not a retraction. The Washington Post did not retract the story. They used the far more small-sounding correction. The Washington Post's correction, after the audio file was discovered in a state official's electronic trash folder, undermined the seemingly most damning quotes that had been attributed to President Trump. Quote, "You will notice that establishment media errors, omissions, mistakes, and outright lies always slant one way, against me and against Republicans," Trump said. "Meanwhile, stories that hurt Democrats or undermine their narratives are buried, ignored, or delayed until they can do the least harm. For example, after an election is over. Look no further than the negative coverage of the vaccine that preceded the election and the overdue celebration of the vaccine once the election was concluded. A strong democracy requires a fair and honest press. This latest media travesty underscores that legacy media outlets should be regarded as political entities, not journalistic enterprises." Here we have the so-called correction. Correction. 2 months after publication of this story, the Georgia Secretary of State released an audio recording of Trump's December phone call with the state's top elections investigator. The recording revealed that the Post misquoted Trump's comments on the call based on information provided by a source. The correction began. Couple of things we need to know. First things first, did you hear the last couple of words there? Provided by a source. Now, even if you haven't been to journalism school, even if you're not an editor of a nationally syndicated newspaper, there is no such thing as a source. As a cub journalist, try to write any article, no matter how mundane, on a story based on one source, without corroboration, without a secondary and a tertiary supporting source. You will be hounded out of the press room, or at least you would be if it were a true newspaper you were discussing. A source? A source is no source. There are lots of A sources out there who say crazy things like the world is flat, Martians live under the ice pole, or that if you put a tinfoil hat on, they can't read your mind from CIA headquarters. Those aren't stories for the front page of a national newspaper, because they're garbage. Because they're a singular source, which is not a source. But more disturbing is the probability, the high probability, that there was no source at all. If there is a contemporaneous audio recording, then how could any journalist write that story? A story in which the portrayal of one of the actors is a portrayal of a president who wishes to undermine the electoral integrity in this republic. But of course, that's the point. That's what was needed. To generate out of whole cloth a story that could be used as a weapon, incumbent, and then as fodder for an impeachment trial in the Senate. That's the only reason the Washington Post ran that story. If you have a subscription to the Washington Post, you're a chump. If anyone ever quotes the Washington Post to me as proof of anything, I will continue to laugh in their faces. These are not media organs, and the people who populate them and provide the copy and edit them and put their name to them are not journalists. They are propagandists through and through. They are hacks, and they are political activists who wish to destroy their political opponents and everybody who loves this country. Next, former New York Police Commissioner, the one and only Bernie Kerik.
When I was watching this, it's so aggravating to listen to this idiot. I mean, he and I are very different. I'll tell you this right now. If I was surrounded by people carrying weapons, people erecting nooses, a screaming hang Mike Pence, bludgeoning a police officer to death, I might be a little scared. But Ron, no, he's not scared of those people. He's scared of this fictitious idea of Antifa, a thing that doesn't even exist.
You were right. That's incredible, Mr. G. That was Joy Behar commenting on Senator Ron Johnson, saying that she doesn't like him because a police officer was bludgeoned to death. Which police officer was bludgeoned to death, Joy Behar? And then that Antifa is fictitious. I wonder when the last time was she went to Portland, the last time she went to Seattle. But I guess things in New York are a little bit different. But it gets better if you want to understand the hatred, just how deep the hatred for traditional America is. You have to switch on CNN. Here we have Don Lemon discussing religion and what should happen to Jesus if you're a Christian, and how you should talk to Jesus or talk to your children about Jesus. Video cut 8. Play cuts.
Have to start teaching the true history of this country, the history that African Americans brought to this country. And we also have to start being realistic about God and the Bible. And if you are a person of faith in this country, and we know America is built on faith and religious freedom, then we have to, I think, a good way of starting is to present the true identity of Jesus, and that is as a black or a brown person, rather than someone who looks like a white hippie from Sweden or Norway. And I think we should start with a true depiction of what Jesus looked like and put that in your home, either a black Jesus or a brown Jesus, because we knew Jesus looked more like a Muslim or someone who was dark rather than someone who was blonde, a blonde-looking carpenter.
I didn't know Jesus was Muslim, did you? And I thought, Muslim isn't a race, Don Lemon. Sorry, Reverend Lemon, Professor Lemon, but first things first, Muslim is a religious idea. How do you look Muslim? I'm curious about that. The Circassian Muslims of Jordan have red hair because they are descendants of Alexander, pale-skinned, ginger-haired men and women. Does Jesus look like them? How do you look like a Muslim? Oh, but Jesus was black. Because what? He was Jewish? Does that mean that Jews are black now, Don Lemon? I mean, I really thought Fredo Cuomo was the dumbest person on television. But I guess this man has taken the biscuit for being the thickest imbecile on cable television. But that's just half of it. Video cut 9. Play cuts.
And then when your children ask you, who is this? This is Jesus. Jesus was Middle Eastern. Bethlehem was not in Sweden. And so Jesus does not look like the popular depiction that we have in our churches and in our homes and that we see all over the media. And I think that is a good place to start. And that is a good place that your kids will ask questions. And then you can go from there, and then we can come to a true reality about what America really is, and then try to figure out how we fix this issue of racism in the country. It is a spell that must be broken.
I'm 50 years old, and I don't know how I got this far. You mean Jesus wasn't from Sweden? How did I last half a century not knowing that? You gargantuan brain, you Don Lemon. And this is how we will end racism? We'll say that the Jews are black, Don Lemon? Have you even been to Israel? Have you met an Ashkenazi or a Sephardic Jew? I'd love to see the face of an Ashkenazi Jew when you tell them, do you know that you're black? And by the way, and we need to dig this out because we've used it before. This is the man lecturing the ladies of The View as a guest from CNN on how to end racism in America by saying what? Do you remember what he said a year ago? The problem in America is white men. White men. You're a bigot, Don Lemon. That is racism. That statement where you say a skin color makes a person problematic, that's the justification for bigotry and racism. What do you think a slave owner did to justify what he did? Well, they're not human. I can do what I want with them. They're chattel. They're property. You're saying somebody with a certain pigmentation is the issue, makes you the racist. And putting statues of some phantasmagorical black Jesus in your house will solve the racism? Not your racism, Don Lemon. Your racism is the problem. Because you are the exact opposite. You are the antithesis. You are the antipole to the Reverend, the real Reverend Martin Luther King. How dare you open your mouth with such hatred and bigotry in a nation that has come so far, where more than 500,000 men, mostly white, by the way, Don Lemon, if that matters, died to settle the question of systemic abuse and racism and to defeat slavery. When the first Republican president called Abraham Lincoln was murdered just 3 miles from where I am by a Democrat. Why? Because he freed the slaves. He is the emancipator who now is having his legacy assaulted, his statues torn down by the fictitious, mythical Antifa a la Joy Behar, a la Jerry Nadler. Oh yeah, we have a problem, and it's you and all the racists in the elitist Democrat Party, which doesn't represent minorities, doesn't represent the working classes, but represents one category alone. The bi-coastal, mostly white elites who hate this country. I'm glad I didn't have a coffee this morning. Wow. Bernie Kerik has landed. He's going to be calling us. Latest updates on Randy Andy in New York. What's going on the border with Brandon Darby, Lord Conrad Black, Phil Klein, and of course, you. This year marks 20 years since America's darkest day, September the 11th, 2001, and the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been supporting America's frontline heroes ever since. When a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young children are left behind, Tunnel to Towers pays off their mortgage to lift the financial burden and bring their family stability. For catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds mortgage-free smart homes, enabling our most severely injured heroes to live more independent lives. Our nation's heroes, people who are willing to die for you and me, need your help. Join Tunnel to Towers on their mission to do good and help these heroes. Donate $11 a month at T2T.org. That's the letter T, the number 2, and the letter T.org. That's T2T.org. Thank you.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Yes, we are back. He has landed. We're going to go momentarily to the 40th Police Commissioner of the New York City Police Department. But first, let's play a cut from Nancy Pelosi about Randy Andy, the governor of New York. Cut 7. Play cuts.
But I do think that the women deserve to hear the results of these investigations, as does the governor.
Can he
but
be again, an effective
no,
leader now?
No tolerance. No tolerance. And this is a subject very near and dear to my heart. No tolerance for sexual harassment. Let the world know that.
But you're not calling on him to resign right now?
I think we should see the results of the event, but he may decide. And there was, hopefully this result will be soon. What I'm saying is the governor should look inside his heart. He loves New York to see if he can govern effectively.
The author of The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, Commissioner Bernie Kerik, welcome to America First.
Good afternoon. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Interesting way of putting things, Speaker Pelosi says. It depends upon what's in his heart, and it's up to him to decide. Is that how usually Democrats deal with charges of sexual assault?
No. In fact, I found it curious because if Governor Cuomo, Andrew Cuomo, was a Republican, she'd be calling for his immediate resignation, an immediate investigation, an immediate prosecution, a persecution, and everything else. But because he's a Democrat, because he's a love child of the Democratic Party, we should wait until the investigation's concluded. So there's obviously, you know, two ways of thought here. If you're a Republican, annihilate you professionally, personally, politically. If you're a Democrat, they take their sweet time, they let it go, they're calling for investigations, nobody's calling for him to resign. Although, I have to tell you, Sebastian, in the last few days, you've had Schumer come out,
yes.
You've had Joe Biden come out, AOC come out, finally his own party, I think they've had enough, and they're going to, you know, they're making a move to get him out of there. That being said, the sexual harassment thing is bad, if it's true. But the murder and the killing of thousands of people in those nursing homes, that's already been investigated. And in fact, he's responsible for thousands of people that died in nursing homes that should not have died. And I find it appalling that he's not removed for that.
Yeah, so that's the real question. You, along with America's Mayor Rudy Giuliani, you two know New York politics better than anybody on the planet today. If he should fall to this seventh accuser, if he resigns Commissioner Kerik, does he skate on the charges of manslaughter for 14,000 Americans in New York?
Well, you know what? That's going to be up to the Attorney General in the state of New York, Letitia James, who, honestly, she's a Democrat, but she's the one who came forward initially to say that the numbers were flawed and intentionally, you know, diminished in the amount of people that died. And it's also going to be up to Joe Biden's Justice Department. And so far, they've pretty much done nothing about this, to my knowledge. So, you know, is he going to be held accountable? Who knows? These days, look, you know, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Jim Biden, you know, there's a constant theme here where nobody's held accountable.
Yeah. Should Americans give up on our judicial system, Bernie?
No, I don't think you can. I honestly, you know, I know it looks that way sometimes, but I know there are good people, especially the line prosecutors, the line FBI agents, the line DEA agents, the people that work for justice. These men and women go out every day and do a job that nobody else would do or could do. They put their lives on the line for the American people. And you got to give them the benefit of the doubt. It's the leadership that I worry about.
Yeah. We've got 30 seconds left. I have to ask you this question. I always do. What's the level of morale right now inside the NYPD?
It's horrible. It's horrible. They work for an admitted Marxist leftist mayor. And until he's out of office, that's not going to change. Morale is not going to change.
God bless every single one of them. The 40th commissioner of the NYPD. Get his book right now, The Lost Son, A Life in Pursuit of Justice, and follow him on Twitter at Bernie Kerik. Thank you, Kamish. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, 100% drug-free pain relief that actually works. How do I know that? Because I live it every single day, along with tens of thousands of Americans across the country, including Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Let me just say that again. None of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. Incredible words. Find out for yourself if you're the next Relief Factor success story by going to ReliefFactor.com and ordering the 3-week quick starter pack right now. It'll be at your front door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call them right now, 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com, 800-500-8384. All you have to lose is the pain. ReliefFactor.com.
America First are brought to you in part by America's Forgotten and Salem Now.
All right, the call board is full. We're going to talk to Mark in a moment, who wants to know, how is Jesus like black Muslims according to Don Lemon? I don't know, but maybe he can enlighten us. But first, if you're a parent or a grandparent, let me ask you a serious question. How tough, how painful would it be for you to not have food to feed your hungry children or grandchildren? That's the awful reality facing parents in Honduras right now, suffering the effects of drought, the COVID pandemic, and multiple hurricanes.
The impact of the storms in Honduras has been particularly devastating. Roads buried under mudslides and entire towns flooded. The Honduran government says state shelters are at capacity, meaning that thousands are now left to fend for themselves on the streets. Any hopes they have left now depend on the kindness of others who are willing to lend a hand.
The kindness of people like you. Already, you have donated just on this show more than $20,000 to feed thousands of children. How? Because they have the food. Food for the Poor has the food donated. They just have to get it to the starving girls and boys. Just a one-time donation of $37 will feed a child for 6 months, a starving girl or boy. One time for 37. Can you afford $37 to save a life? If you can afford $111, you are going to feed 3 children for half a year. How much of a blessing is that? No child anywhere should suffer, and you can be the angel that helps them. Please do it today. Donate in any amount at my webpage, sebgorka.com. Click on the Food for the Poor banner right at the top and make a difference today. You can call them on 855-330-HOPE. That's 855-330-4673 or sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, sebgorka.com, the banner right at the top, Food for the Poor. Be a modern missionary, be an angel. God bless you all. Okay, let's take some calls. Let's go to Mark, line 3. Welcome to America First. You want to talk about Don Lemon?
Oh, yeah. Hey, Dr. T, how you doing?
Good.
You know, I was just, I'm not an ecumenical scholar. I'm not the sharpest knife in the drawer. But okay, you know, instead of wondering how Lemon knew or how Jesus would know what a Muslim was or looked like, because, you know, just a tertiary investigation tells me that the Quran was written 600 years after Jesus was around. You know, time traveler?
Oh, it's those time traveling black Muslims. It must be.
Right.
Must be, Mark. They must be going in their little spaceships through a wormhole in the space-time continuum to prove to Don Lemon that Jesus looked like a black Muslim. Which, by the way, Muslims are Arabs. They are Semites, like the Jews. And I don't think they consider themselves black. Ask an African if they consider themselves to be a race or a religion. Depends upon the country. Ask a Muslim if they're a race or a religion, and you'll get a very, very different answer. Wonderful. You don't have to be an exegete. You don't have to be a biblical scholar or historian. Be a lot smarter than Don Lemon. Let's go to Doug, line 2, wants to talk about Nancy Pelosi.
Hey, Dr. G, how's it going?
Not bad. I'm a little angry, but it's not bad.
I can understand that. Yeah, I just think it's funny that Pelosi is covering Cuomo for the way that Hillary did for Bill when he got accused of stuff.
Isn't it interesting? History doesn't repeat itself, but it sure does rhyme. All the covering that's occurring right now does remind me of 1999 and Bill Clinton. Indeed, it does. That's it.
That's it. Great show. Glad to be talking to you.
Spread the word. Spread the word. Oh, by the way, I have to welcome a new member to the America First family. It's Lake City, Florida, 96.5. The Jet! WJTK. The Jet, that's very cool. It's Lake City, Florida, 96.5. The Jet! WJTK. And they even give me a script. Hey, Fred, how you doing? Greetings to Fred with the Jet. This is what you do. So you get it. You got to do this. When you're members of the family are being welcomed, and Fred is one of them. Okay, let's go to Brooklyn. Judy, line 1.
Tell me something, Don Lemon. Where is it? What's he on? NBC?
CNN? Oh my gosh, he doesn't even know. Well, there's only 3 people watching it, but yeah, CNN.
I don't watch it. I just hear your clips. I don't watch that kind of crappy stuff. Do you know what? This just in, Dr. Gorka, this just in.
Yeah.
CNN is now, he's on CNN, right?
Right.
You said that? Well, CNN is now pulling Wizard of Oz because it's offensive to people without brains.
It's offensive to tin men and cowardly lions.
It's No, because, you know, he's CNN. He's such an idiot. He's been so brainless. First of all, he's allowed to lie. That's in any religion. So, you know, right off the bat, let him not talk about religion. Let him start with himself and stop lying all the time. So that's that. But anyways, Dr. Gorka, I'm calling because me too. I want to talk about that snake of a woman, Pelosi. Did you hear the way she spoke? We have to stray. We inherited a mess at the border from President Trump. I thought I was going to strangle her through the, I don't know what. Let me tell you something. Does she really think we're that stupid or something? President Trump, he straightened out the mess that he inherited. He inherited a mess from Obama, from Biden, okay, when he was vice president over there. And he had a mess that he had to straighten out from them, okay? And what did he do? He built the wall, and that discouraged illegal immigration. Plus, he arranged for Mexico to hold back the migrants, not to come illegally.
Right.
And it worked beautifully. It worked beautifully. And I don't know. I mean, yeah?
No, he... this is the perhaps, you know, it's hard to use the word evil for those you politically disagree with. And I'm not doing it because of their party affiliation, but it's hard not to use the word evil for conscious decisions regarding an issue that, you're right, Judy, was solved. It was solved. In the 4 years of the Trump administration, the illegal border crossings trickled down to absolutely nominal number. And now, according to the Secretary of Department of Homeland Security, we're going to see the highest influx of illegal migration for 20 years. 20 years this spring. Children, girls, young women who will be trafficked and abused because of Joe Biden's policies, because of the decisions of the Democrat Party. It is truly heinous. Thank you, Judy. More of your calls here in America First from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Relief Factor, it is a blessing. Just listen to Alicia from California. I'm a grocery store worker and have been working doubles during this coronavirus shutdown. At 52 years old, my two bad knees are not getting a rest. I literally limp to and from bed. 2 days into Relief Factor and the pain has decreased substantially. So thankful for this amazing product. You could be too. Find out today. Order the 3-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know if it works for you like it works for Alicia, me, and thousands of Americans. 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
So we have to stop demonizing people and realize the biggest terror threat in this country is white men, most of them radicalized right, up to the right. And we have to start doing something about them. There is no travel ban on them.
He really is that stupid. Let's not demonize anybody, but the problem is white men. That's demonizing white men, you cretin, Don Lemon. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. We're talking about the tragedy that is occurring on the southern border. Watch an incredible movie by somebody who was a Democrat who went to make a movie about it and then changed her mind. She was pro-illegal migration. She came out anti-illegal migration. It is an amazing journey. It's called America's Forgotten by Namrata Singh Gujral. Check it out right now. Watch it tonight. You won't regret it. I've seen it at salemnow.com. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A to get the best deal. That's salemnow.com for the movie America's Forgotten. Promo code G-O-R-K-A. Okay, before we get Lord Black to open the second hour of the show, let's talk to Vince in Los Angeles, line 5. Welcome, Vince.
Good afternoon, Dr. G. How are you?
I'm good, but you're ready for war, it sounds like it, Vince.
Well, my question is that where we're at? It seems like we are already at the precipice of war. Similar to where we were in the 1800s, where either side refused to work with the other in good faith. And to the point where everybody's policy that they want to enact is to keep the other guy out of office. And then if they get into office, the whole point is to obstruct anything they do. Maybe we need a two-state solution at this point.
Hang on. I don't think that's fair. Do you think the GOP behaves like that?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat that?
You're saying each side is committed to making sure the other side doesn't get back into power. I don't see that with the GOP.
Well, I think that's fair to say of both sides. Because
why? Both sides, you think the GOP has a spine?
Look, well, that's something else we can talk about.
But it's pretty important.
Their policies are so completely diverged that it has to be their policy to not let the other guy lead.
But it's not! The GOP are a bunch of losers! Apart from Donald Trump and a handful of Freedom Caucus fighters and new congressmen and women like Lauren Boebert, they're a bunch of losers, aren't they?
Well, that's fine. You know, there's a lot of spinelessness going around. That's fine. But my question
you
is...
You can't have... Hey, buddy. Vince.
Yes,
you can't have a civil war if half of the equation are a bunch of cowards. I don't want a civil war, but we need to fix the GOP. We need to turn it into a MAGA party, Make America Great Again, an America First party, a party in the mold of what Donald Trump did in 2016. That's what we need. God bless you, Vince. Where did that hour go? Back with so much more. Don't touch that dial. This is America First.